Representative Stephanie Murphy, Democrat infighting must not ruin Biden's far-left agenda. By Wendell Hasebo on September 22, 2021. Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, told reporters Wednesday that negotiations over the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package must not ruin President Joe Biden's far-left agenda. Murphy's position is likely an appeal to moderates in her currently blue district ahead of a difficult 2022 midterm. The mistrust that exists currently between members will spread to mistrust between leadership and members. And I think that wouldn't be healthy for our Congress accomplishing Biden's agenda, Murphy said about the divided Democrat Party. This week, Democrats are polarized over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA, two-track system of passing separate tax and spend bills worth over $4 trillion. Murphy is one of several Democrats who want Pelosi to honor her signed pledge and allow a vote on or before September 27 for the $1.2 trillion bipartisan bill. Other Democrats, like Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, are opposed to Pelosi keeping her promise because allowing such a vote would reduce Democrats' leverage to pass the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. I would be deeply disappointed if she didn't put the infrastructure bill on the floor as the resolution requires her to, added Murphy, who votes with Pelosi the vast majority of the time. Murphy's comments come as 15 Democrats are negotiating with Democrat leadership to gain power over Biden's agenda. If any member of Congress is not concerned that this could fall apart, they need treatment, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, DMO, told Politico. Murphy's incentive to appeal to Pelosi's honor is likely due to Murphy's probable re-election challenge in a redistricted and therefore much more red seat. The redistricted maps have yet to be produced by the Florida legislature. But with Republicans controlling both chambers and the governorship, Murphy stands little chance of maintaining the same blue district. It should be noted preliminary, unofficial maps show Murphy's district being reshaped away from blue-orange county, where Orlando resides, and towards more red parts of central Florida. Though redistricting has yet to be completed, Murphy already has a Republican opponent, State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R., who dubs himself an American First Republican. Sabatini has called for Fauci to be thrown in jail due to his funding of the Wuhan lab in China, demanded an immigration moratorium to protect American workers' wages and reduce crime, and pushed Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, to prohibit mask mandates for the upcoming school year. He additionally has urged DeSantis to call a special legislative session to ban woke corporations, tyrannical local governments, and radical school boards from implementing their own vaccine and mask mandates. But Murphy has not yet announced plans to campaign for her district in 2022. Upon reneging on her announcement to challenge Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, for Senate in the spring, she stated her next move will be to help the Democrat Party to win more races in 2022. I wanted to use my experience from winning tough races to help the party prepare itself, she said. Breitbart News reached out to her congressional office to seek clarification, but the request was ignored. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.